Mr. Weevil, there's something I must tell you. And she told him. All of it. He listened carefully.
Well, now,
I'm sorry.
Well, it seems to I should thank you.
What?
Well, if you hadn't have took the copper, there wouldn't have been room for all this gold.
He held up a gold coin that would have bought his cottage.
Here, buy yourself some ribbons, girl.
No, I can't.
Oh?
Mr. Weevil struggled to his feet.
Well then, run up those stairs, bring down the black suit hanging behind the door, and a clean shirt, and polish my boots, 'cause this is far too much to buy a man's funeral, you see, but it'll do fine to marry him off. So I'm proposing to the widow Tussie that she engages in matrimony with I.
You are?
That I am! She's a fine woman who has all her own teeth. I know, 'cause she showed I. Store-bought all the way from the big city.
Shouldn't you think about this?
Think? I got no business thinking, young lady. I'm 91, I am. Gotta be up and doing.
It took 10 minutes to get Mr. Weevil changed. Then Tiffany helped him to the garden gate, where he threw away one walking stick.
Look good, does I?
Fine, Mr. Weevil.
Everything done up?
Yes.
How's me hair?
You don't have any.
Ah, 'tis true, but I'll buy one of them whatd'ye-call-ems. Have I got enough money for that?
A wig? You could buy thousands.
And I need a bouquet of flowers, girl. Can't go courting without flowers.
A few roses were hanging on among the weeds and briars in the garden, so Tiffany fetched a knife and made them up into a bouquet.
Ah, oh, bless you! Late bloomers, just like I!
Then suddenly he frowned and stood like a statue.
I wish my Toby and Mary could come to the wedding, but they're dead, you know.
Yes, Mr. Weevil, I know. Tiffany took out a handkerchief and blew her nose. He stared at the flowers.
Nearly everyone I know is dead.
Then he straightened up again.
Still can't do nothing about that. Oh, don't cry, girl. The sun's shining, the birds is singing, and the widow Tussie is waiting.
And using the one stick, Mr. Weevil set off with surprising speed.
Well, said Mistress Weatherwax. That was nice.
Tiffany turned.
Yes, but I wish the Feagles hadn't done that. I could have sorted it out somehow, saved up.
Just be glad you have friends, child.
Tiffany looked up at the tree line.
Yes, but not up there.
Listen, I've been thinking. I'm going away. When I meet it, I don't want to be near people. I know what it can do if it's angry. It half killed Miss Level.
And if it follows you?
I'll take it up there.
Tiffany waved at the mountains.
Alone?
I don't have a choice.
No, you don't. But neither have I. That's why I'll come with you. Don't argue, miss. How would you stop me, eh?
Then she looked up.
Ah, we've got company, I see.
What she'd seen was a small shape at the edge of the woods coming closer. It resolved itself into the figure of Petulia, flying nervously a few feet above the ground. When she reached them, she got off, started to bob a curtsy to Mistress Weatherwax, remembered she was a witch, turned it into a bow, and whipped off her pointy hat.
"What's your name, girl?"
"Petulia Gristle, Mistress, learning with Gwynifer Blackcap."
Very sound with pigs."
Petulia looked nervously at Tiffany.
"Miss Level said you'd come here. I thought I'd see how you were. She said you'd been ill. Are you all right now?"
"Much better, thank you.
Look, I'm sorry about... Well, you were ill.
Are you going to the trials?
Trials?
The witch trials, said Mistress Weatherwax. Oh, I'd forgotten about them.
Well, I hadn't. Never missed a trial, never one in 60 years.